and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. Today's topic, more orb sightings across the U.S. and Hawaii. Yes, we've been talking about these for some time. It seems like during this COVID lockdown, there has been an abundance of sightings of orbs just sitting there hovering in the sky, seemingly observing what's going on. But before I get into that, I want to cover one article I came across at theblackvault.com that I found interesting. I have links posted at the Twitter account, UFO Warning. You can get there by going to @WarningSubUFO. The first one's titled, UFO over Detroit, Michigan, March 8th, 2020. Now, you might recall that we did cover this in a couple podcasts where there were multiple orb sightings, videos as well, over Detroit and Cleveland. And there was some especially good video that came out of Detroit where people were talking. You could tell that the people that were videoing this on their cell phone were obviously excited. These things really weren't airplanes or drones or anything like that. They were these classic UFO orb sightings that we've talked about that seemed to be so correlated to this UFO lockdown. It's as if they're often found in the places that are suffering the most injustice under these COVID lockdowns, where people haven't been able to leave their house or basically do anything but make short trips to the grocery store. Now, this article starts off, it says, case file status information, case only, no formal investigation. Again, this came off of theblackvault.com. It says, the following case was submitted to the Black Vault TBV investigations. There was no formal investigation to the case, and is offered here for informational purposes. Then it goes on and says, witness testimony. The witness submitted the following summary of their sighting. Quote, it looked like a gray, translucent, flexible pencil. It had so many spinning feathers along the shaft, with a flappy membrane that swirled around the feathers. It sat there for 2 minutes, then it flexed and took off, disappeared and reappearing as it went all over the place in like 2 seconds. It was from like Highland Park and back downtown. If it was a drone, it was big and faster than lightning and anything I ever seen on TV or in real life. Maybe government flying flexible drone with 1,000 spinning wings and flapping wings. Great inventions, always the government's projects. I saw it and all its functions. I think I could build one. Well, I got to say the description there, I don't know if I'd call it incoherent, but let's just say it's a little bit creative with the grammar. I think what he's talking about, though, is a UFO that was documented. And we see these things. They're long, rectangular shaped, and they have lots and lots of little spikes coming off of a long cylinder object, like feathers, he says, or almost like a membrane. There's been a lot of work done with these. Sometimes they're referred to as like the flying wings. There was a whole documentary on these things being spotted down in some caves. I think it was in Mexico. They were filmed. Very strange. Probably one of the strangest UFOs I've ever come across. As I said, long pencil-shaped thing. And then they have, it's almost like a centipede or something. I mean, they have like little wings, or what somebody might describe as feathers or propellers, extending perpendicular to the shaft. So it almost looks like a feather, or as this gentleman tries to explain here, like a long cylinder object with dozens of propellers attached, and it just undulates. Very, very strange. It's hard to describe, but A lot of us have heard of them, and the most famous ones I can think of, like I said, were the ones that were documented down in some of those big open caves in Mexico, where people actually filmed these things going in and out of the cave. They never really could come to a conclusion what they were. Some people thought they might almost have a biological origin. They just are translucent. It's almost like they're some kind of a large flying creature. But it goes on, it says, the evidence, no evidence submitted, the analysis, information case only, no formal investigation. Conclusion, information case only, nor no formal investigation. And I think that the vault's post on this citing that's been documented here online, hoping that somebody can provide more information. The thing that's interesting is that this is on March 8th. Now, March 20th, and we talked about, and even up until like April 9th, I believe, we kept having these mass sightings in and around Detroit and around the, I guess it'd be Lake Superior there, Clover to Cleveland. And it seemed like right in the middle of the COVID scamdemic, the sightings just became more and more intense. And the question that a lot of people have asked is, what are these things doing here all of a sudden? Are they watching? Are they waiting for something to happen? And now, just as things start to get back to normal, and it really does seem like this thing has been politicized to the nth degree, but just as things are getting back to normal, now we're told that there's going to be a second wave. Fauci has come back and said, well, there may not be an NFL season. And President Trump pointed out in his rally last night, there's been 25 million tests given. That's a huge number of tests. Well, naturally, more and more people have been reported that they have been infected with COVID. But as we know, the vast majority of those people are asymptomatic and they don't spread it. So now we're even in spite of that, we're being told, oh, stop, we're going to have another lockdown. And it almost seems like we're on a precipice here of whether we're going to push through this thing and put it behind us, or if the disloyal opposition is going to get their way and we're going to end up with another full-blown lockdown in these blue states. Now, that could happen. You know, all Hades could break loose. And I have to wonder if that's not what's going on with more and more of these UFOs showing up, these watchers stepping in, is as if to see what's happening. Now, I did go and I posted another site on there, on the Twitter account, and this one came from, it's called latest-ufo-sightings.net, and they had multiple recent sightings on there, and it's like a pretty interesting site, actually. I'd highly recommend you check it out. The one article I saw at the very top, it says, driver filmed UFOs over Haleiwa, Hawaii, June 15th, 2020. Now, keep in mind, Hawaii is one of those blue states that has been under serious, hardcore quarantine, especially as an island status. I mean, it's almost as if they're willing to fall on their own sword and destroy that state's economy because they're not happy about who is in the White House. Now, this is creating an awful lot of societal tension, and so many people there seem to be so, they've just swallowed this whole story hook, line, and sinker. They're not taking their mask off. They're not coming out of their caves. I think they're going to ride this COVID horse possibly past November. Who knows when it'll quit? And that would be more than enough interest for any kind of entity, extraterrestrial or interdimensional, would seriously have an interest in what's going on here, because it's almost like we're on the border of some kind of a soft civil war. Now, this video they have here, and they got a still picture, and you can see three orbs clearly. Now, these don't look like drones to me. I mean, these are your classic orb UFOs. It says, these UFO show, and I think they meant this UFO show, happened on 15 June 2020 over the Waialua district of the island of Oahu, your opinion. And then it says, witness report lights hovering, disappearing, reappearing over Wainani mountain range. And then below that, it has about a four-minute video. And you can just see these lights going up and down, almost like they're playing. And they go below the mountains. And these mountain ranges in Hawaii. Now, you know, you got to think, Hawaii, volcanoes, active and extinct. And we've talked about this before, how these UFOs seem to be drawn to volcanic activity, volcanic geography. And yet again, we're seeing this in this video here from the Hawaii site. Now, it also has another site here, which is pretty interesting. This one came out of the UK, I believe. Witness film cigar-shaped UFO over Bristol Channel, June 20th. And this is pretty interesting. It says, another great video that was submitted to me by our read-through, our Facebook page. This one was filmed over Bristol Channel, UK, a few weeks ago. in June 2020. What do you think about this object? Now, you can watch the video I did. It is interesting. It's like someone's just walking along the beach, just doing some random videoing. And you see this big tanker here out in the channel. And then right behind it, up to the right-hand side of the corner of the photograph, there's this, clearly, this cigar-shaped UFO just kind of hovering there. Once again, what's it watching? And we know the UK is another country that's been under hardcore lockdown. And on top of the hardcore lockdown, they've had their own batch of BLM riots and protests, tearing down statues. A lot of civil unrest, a lot of civil tension in that country. And it seems like these things are drawn to that tension. They're really keeping an eye on us. That's what it seems like. Now, we have another one here also, which I thought this was really interesting. Now, this one here says, UFO landed in front of witness in Clinton, New York, June 13th, 2020, just about a week ago. Now, like I said, you can go to the Twitter site, UFO Warning. I have the connection right there, and you can link to these videos and watch them yourself. It's an outstanding site. It says, now there's a picture here, okay? And this is weird. This guy is outside of his house, and they posted it. They don't seem 100% sure if it's true or not, but it's interesting. It looks like a bright white light, almost like a headlight from a car, but it's not, I don't think. It's an orb-shaped thing, and it has kind of a blue hue to it. It says, here's one mind-blowing video, but that's just in case if it's real. The small UFO or orb was filmed by a person in Clinton, New York on June 13th, 2020. What do you guys think about this footage? Would really like to hear your comments. Witness report. The sighting really freaked me out, and I couldn't believe what was happening. If I didn't record it, I would think it was a dream. My phone camera stopped working right before the UFO shot straight up in the air. Audio removed due to swearing. And then it has a video of it down below. And it's a couple minutes long, and you can watch it. It's like this, you see this orb, it just kind of comes down to the guy's yard. It's like, it's almost as if it's interacting with the person filming it. Kind of makes you think this is what somebody might see right before an abduction. I mean, it's a really a little bit, if this thing is real, it's a little scary in my opinion. I mean, he sees the orb comes down, gets pretty close to him. It's moving around, very strange. Like, I don't think it's someone with a flashlight. I mean, it has the feeling that it could be real. And if it's not real, I think it's a very good representation of what something like that would look like. But like I said, it's another one of these orbs. You have New York, you've had all these people that have died from COVID there. Most of them in the nursing homes, as it turns out, put there by the governor, we're told. So there's a lot of stress, a lot of conflict, and a lot of tension, societal tension in that area. And right where that's at, these orbs show up almost like vultures to a carcass in some way. Now, there's another one here from Missouri. This was another good one, too. This is more of closer to daylight. It says, new UFO report from Missouri. Witnesses filmed two fast UFOs a few days ago. And it has a picture here. It's up against a fairly cloudy sky. It looks like it might be at sunset. But you can clearly see these two UFOs. And they're not orbs like in the lit-up sense, but they are orb-shaped. It says, witnesses in Nixon, Missouri, filmed these two really fast, unidentified flying objects. What do you think this is? Please leave a comment below. And then it says, witness report, was with sister in car, about to leave parking lot, spotted multiple sets of pairs of UFO from the southwest heading northeast, and I videotaped with iPhone. And you can watch the video here, and you can, specifically you see these two pairs, but what she's describing is that she's basically seen a fleet of UFOs that are paired up, and that's in Missouri. Now, they also had some articles on here with crop circle reports. We haven't done a lot on those, but they have some images here, some pretty detailed crop circles. And if someone's going out and doing that on their own, they're really putting a lot of work into it. I'll give them that. And then they also had one here, and we'll finish this up pretty soon. But this one says, triangle UFO hovering above Tustin, California, June 15th, 2020. So that's, you know, a week ago. It says, really interesting footage of a triangle-shaped craft hovering above Tustin, a city located in Orange County, California. This was filmed on the 15th of June, 2020. And you can see the picture of it here. It is a very kind of, the clarity is not perfect, but it's obviously a triangle-shaped UFO. And it's kind of a gray color. It says, witness report, iPhone video, also video through single-lens binoculars, observed for at least an hour. Appeared and disappeared, no sound. Most amazing event I've ever seen. My entire view of the world has changed. It's too bad everyone just assumes you're sitting around in a tinfoil hat. We witnessed something extraordinarily rare and with this much deep detail by only a few. And they've got the video there. We can see this thing just kind of suspended in the air. It's very, I think it's important for people to realize when someone has an encounter with a UFO like that, that's so up close, where they can actually make out the texture, the shape of the craft, it's a daylight sighting, or even if it's a nighttime sighting, where they have a good look at it. It can be almost a life-altering experience for somebody to be faced with the veracity of the UFO phenomenon, and have to really see that it's right there in front of you, that you can no longer deny it. They had some more, they have some more sites on here. Here was one, the last one I'll cover these sites. This says, UFOs and orbs started appearing over Monument, Colorado, June 13th and 20th. It's got a picture here of, clearly, these are two UFO orbs, kind of a yellowish-orange orb colored, and they're just there. I mean, they're there watching. It says, this UFO phenomenon was taking place in the sky above Monument, Colorado, on Saturday the 13th of June, 2020. Witness report, this was one orb. Then later on, another one appeared right above it. I saw two glowing orbs in the distance and immediately started filming. The one orb was joined by another orb right above it. After the second orb appeared, it later disappeared. Then it came back. When suddenly the first orb disappeared while the second one remained, it continued to switch like this, then later they both faded away. Well, this is something we see, too, with these orbs. It's almost as if they're moving in and out of a dimension, interdimensional travel, possibly. And maybe what we're seeing is just an effect of the energy that they have to expel coming and going. Either way, they're there. They're in the same spot. And if they're not watching us, you have to wonder what's going on. And, you know, this would be the time that you would expect some sort of interdimensional entity or whatever to be interested in what's going on in Earth. For all we know, they could be running things. Who knows? We know this. We know the whole planet is still mostly locked down. And just as people start to get out, start to kind of shake off the shackles of this COVID-19 lie, we are told, oh no, more people are testing possible, more people are dying. It's easy to forget, if you're listening to this podcast here in the States, it's easy to forget that this is going on worldwide. They've still got India, major lockdown. Africa, pretty much locked down. Europe, locked down. Across the whole globe. And you have to wonder, what kind of power has to be exerted? How much fear do you have to create to lock down an entire planet like this? And then, as I'm thinking about that, I'm thinking about what's going on in the United States with President Trump. And you see what almost seems like an attempted coup. And when you see the blatant disrespect showed to him, regardless of what you think about the guy, but when you think about the blatant disrespect showed to him by his military personnel, the guys that report to him, I just saw the COVID captain, they fired him, the guy that Trump said could have been having a bad day. It seems like he's out. Not sure what's going on there. But I'll say this, I watched a little bit of the of the Trump rally last night, and it seems like he was striking out at some people, maybe letting them know that he's about to fight back. And, you know, we talked about this in a podcast a couple days ago when his son asked him about the aliens and Roswell, and he went on and he didn't deny it. He said there's some interesting stuff going on there, and he made sure to let everybody know that he knows what's going on, but he's not talking about it. It's almost his way of telling the deep state, that maybe he's found the secret knowledge that they don't want him to have. And he told the story last night about how he'd gone to West Point to do the graduation. I guess normally they do handshakes. It was like 1,100 cadets or something, and he's supposed to shake everybody's hand, but they can't do that because of the COVID. So the general, or whoever there is running the show, decides that the president should salute every single graduate individually. Instead, it would have been like 1,100 salutes or something. And when he complained that that was a little too much time to be, you know, giving salutes, what you think about it, that's like telling a 74-year-old man you got to do 100 push-ups. They decided that he could salute them two at a time. And I asked myself, what kind of morons are making these decisions? Is this how we want the president of the free world to spend his time? Does he have better things to do to sit there and give 602 or 606 salutes, I think he said it was? Really? It just seems like a completely moronic thing to do. Why couldn't they just brought him in groups of 10 or 20, given off maybe 20 or 30 salutes and been done with it? But it's just this way they want to micromanage him. And then he made the comment about walking down the stairs, and I saw he was walking down the stairs, and he was really seemed to be struggling a little bit. And I think he pointed out that even one of the news media said, well, maybe he has Parkinson's. What they didn't tell you was they had arranged a ramp for him to walk down. This is his generals are in charge of this. Now think about this. This was pre-planned, pre-arranged. It's like they set a trap for him. They had him walking down, I believe he said it was a steel ramp or metal ramp. It had been rained on. It was super slick. There were no handrails. And he said he turned to this general or whoever he's with and said, hey, I have leather bottom shoes on. You know, you wonder, are these guys that stupid to put the president of the United States, a 74-year-old overweight dude, to try to make him, force him, they did, they forced him to walk down a super slick metal ramp with no rail. It's like they are trying to, it's almost like they're trying to force him to have a fatal accident or something. It really seems as though there is some sort of life and death struggle going on right around the president of the United States. And I happen to think that this UFO phenomena, that the information about the UFO phenomena plays a huge part in what's happening right now. And I think that Trump did that interview to let the deep state know, his possible assassins know, that he's onto them, that he now has this hidden knowledge and he's prepared to use it. And I think that's kind of what he was saying last night in his rally when he came out and he called him out. He's like, hey, what are you putting this steel rain-slicking ramp for me to walk down? I think he's finally realizing the struggle that's going on here, this soft civil war, and possibly his life's in danger. And he's finally starting to wake up to the reality that he is surrounded. He's living in a barrel of snakes. And the UFO phenomenon is just part of this. And if you stop and think about how the Navy released the information, you know, with the three videos, how they did it, how sketchy it was for them to, first of all, give it to this private corporation that could put it out there with their watermark and make who knows how much money off of it, and then just release it. At the same time that Trump was, at that time, still saying that he didn't think that UFOs were real. But he's not saying that now. He's not saying UFOs aren't real now. I think somebody within the bowels of those administrations has maybe given him access to pictures and information that has changed his mind. Because you can begin to see the paradigm shift in Trump's mind when it comes to this whole UFO phenomena. And all of that is a backdrop. At the same time this COVID thing goes on, which to my mind is nothing but a power grab, it's a way for the deep state, to exercise complete control over the population of the entire globe. As far as they're concerned, Trump is just collateral damage. And then with that backdrop, with all this stuff going on under the surface, we see these orbs show up again, and show up en masse. There has to be an explanation for what's going on. These things, they're just watching. And I think some people do call them the Watchers. And what do they know that we don't know? But the important thing is that people are videoing these things. They are getting photographic and video proof of these UFO occurrences. And the more that we can get it out there, the more that we can put those videos online, the more that we can plot those sightings on maps, the more that we can begin to develop a picture of what's going on. And at the same time, don't forget to be aware of what's happening politically. We can't see what's happening beneath the waters, perhaps, but we can see and we can estimate what's going on by what we do see. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.